At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Long weekend for most folks doesn't mean we're not getting after it on a Tuesday.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It is Tuesday. It is 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game.
Yeah, buddy.
Where are they whining? Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood app. She's going to read it out loud. Mm. And again, we thank you all for sending Kimmy these posts. She removes street names. She removes town references, anything that'll give it away immediately.
Yeah.
But, Tommy, there are still little clues in here.
Yeah.
So while she's reading,
yes.
You need to listen.
Have to listen.
Because there are still the clues.
Mm.
And we will figure out which town, village, neighborhood in the city is where they whine.
Mm.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Chris B won last week.
Yep.
He is currently on hold. So we will have someone in, what was it put? The Ben Zone?
The Ben Zone.
The Ben Zone. Yeah. Picking from the back end. Are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy. I'm bubbling over today.
Oh.
I got this.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Oh, it's good bubbling.
We're going to find out.
Kimmy, are we ready?
Yep.
Let's do the damn thing.
That's so fast.
No.
Even the computer is against
you. I see I'm bubbling over.
All right, Kimmy, are we ready now?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Let's not do this again.
Shut up! Shut up!
Oh, yeah.
I already see limos out for proms, and I'm dreading what's coming. Actually, everyone without a kid participating in prom dreads what's coming. Ever think about that, parents? Not all of us find this adorable. You hold your neighbors hostage for an entire afternoon. Every year, someone on our street decides to host a pre-prom party and disrupts the whole neighborhood. Cars line the street and park on lawns and block the fire hydrants. If there was a real emergency on our road, someone would die before help reached them. We all know Blank is a tight, winding road. We do not have the space for a large volume of cars and traffic. Add a limo into it, and we'll have the same problem we did last year. Remember when it got stuck trying to turn around? I do. I ran out of my house to help because everyone was just standing around staring at the poor guy behind the wheel.
Ran out of his house to help him to go, okay.
I'll help.
Let's learn from that and go somewhere else to host prom pictures this year. There are plenty of other scenic places to throw your party. Pick a park or someone else's house. Don't do it on Blank Street.
Oh. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. I feel like you immediately think you know where this is. No? Oh, you're struggling too.
Well, it could be anywhere, but he said winding street.
Yeah?
And scenic and nice
yeah?
area. So I'm thinking that this is located close to the lake, this town.
Why?
Because that's what I'm feeling.
No, winding and lake, there's nothing to do with though. Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
But that's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
I have a right to my feelings,
Patrick.
You
have a right to all your feelings, buddy.
Yeah.
Even if they're stupid and wrong.
So I got a vibe because I think I've seen this a ton when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Webster.
Oh.
Yeah.
They winded in Webster.
Yes.
Okay. Let me write that down.
And you hate that. I can hear it in your voice.
If I am not...
Did you think it's a good pick?
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Webster the town last week?
I don't remember. No. No. I don't know.
No.
I'm sticking with my pick.
Are you watching
him?
If you're watching him on the live stream, he's shaking his head. No, no. You're like Jimmy Stewart. I want to live. Kimmy, was it Webster last week? Was that the town that
won? No.
Why am I totally blanking?
Well, tell you what, you can pick up line four and we can figure it out because he won. All right, so we'll get Kimmy. I'm almost positive Webster while we're figuring that out.
All right.
I have a West Side vibe here.
Okay.
Okay, and here's why.
What's that?
Limos used to be like the exclusive thing for proms.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of years, that has gone away a little bit.
All right, so it's more affordable?
Not that it's more affordable. It's just that folks that are of the higher end don't look at limos as high end. And I don't know why that is. Kimmy, is it Webster?
It was Irondequoit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right.
So you're thinking West Side.
Yeah.
Working class neighborhood.
Maybe not working class the
good
way you
people.
Think it. All good people on the West Side.
Good people.
Chi-Li. I know exactly where this is. And it makes perfect sense.
You know the neighborhood?
I mean, I know a general area. It's over near Black Creek Park.
Well, that's where you got married.
Yeah. What is that? Well, you make it sound like it makes it not classy because I got married there.
No, it was a very lovely wedding.
Got that?
Lovely.
My wedding. Wife planned the whole thing.
She planned my wife losing her purse.
Where is my purse? Yeah, man, this is Chi-Li.
All right. Don't look at me, man.
I know, you don't seem very confident. Yeah.
Well, he's not
there.
Confident
he hates,
either.
No, he hates my pick.
I know, but I don't know if he loves his pick.
He does.
This is hard. Like, this could be around, literally like, every town in
could,
Rochester.
It could be.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like we said, Chris B. from last week is waiting in the Ben spot, so we'll get him last because he won last week. There was one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick. If you're sitting on hold, and you hear someone else say your town before you're up, you got two choices. Either hang up the phone, try again next week, we won't be offended, or pick another town. If we pick up the phone and you say, oh, it was good to say, but then it went, you have been disqualified. The commissioner has all final say. 252-WCMF, let's kick it off with Tom. Hey, Tom, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning, guys. I'm going to say Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I don't know, just something I really don't know. It's just a fat gut of mine feeling that it's Brighton.
All right, I'm not really.
I
think the important question is how fat is your gut? Like, can we trust it?
Well, I can see my winky, so it's not that big.
Okay.
Right now?
That's too funny.
Right. That's how you know something's funny when somebody looks at you and goes, funny.
Too funny?
Funny. Tom, we got you for Brighton, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
There goes Tom. Quick sidebar.
What is it?
Drives me nuts. I will tell my wife, say something funny in front of my wife. She won't laugh. She'll go, that's funny. No, it's not. If it was funny, you would have laughed.
Yes.
That is the.
But who are you mad at?
I'm mad at her.
No, you should be mad at yourself.
I would rather you not pander.
Because they're being polite by telling you you're funny.
No, but just tell me it's not funny and I will adjust accordingly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy.
Where are they whining about?
So don't hang up on me. I'm a nice guy, okay? I'm gonna go with.
Where they
I'm
going
to go with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Why Pittsburgh?
I'm getting uppity east side from this, and you don't get any more than that than Pittsburgh.
I feel like limos in Pittsburgh are played out, man.
And nobody runs out and helps anybody in Pittsburgh. They'll let you die in the
Not
street.
Not in your neighborhood, at least.
They'll let you die in the street,
yes.
Did you say?
They'll run over you.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that's playing right into what Kimmy wanted you to think. Man.
Ooh.
I don't know. Sometimes it is the obvious pick. You never know.
Yep, but not this week. Caleb, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bill. What you got?
I'm going to say Ogden.
I hate
Ogden.
Why Ogden, Bill?
Good God.
Well, plenty of. That wasn't my first choice, but that's what I'm going with.
What was your first choice?
They were used.
Oh, wait, so you had multiple that just got picked.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the thing. We picked four towns, Webster, yeah. Chi-Li, Brighton, Pittsburgh.
A ton of stuff out there.
So there's like another dozen standard towns, and you went with Ogden?
Yeah.
All right. Bill, thanks for wasting everybody's time, buddy. Yeah. Have a good rest of the day. We got Ogden. 252, do they even have proms in Ogden?
I don't think so.
Don't those kids stay home and churn butter all night? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We should get a lady in here.
Oh, yes.
Make it fair. Let's talk to Alicia. Hello, Alicia. What are they whining?
Hey, I'm going to say Victor.
Why Victor?
Because whenever you go in that area with the mall, there's a lot of windy roads there. And I've seen, like, the fancy houses they have up there, like the ones that are worth, I don't know, $500,000. They look like they got some rich prom kids that could afford a limo.
No, but here's the thing. I think that limos have become, like, shockingly affordable.
No, not really.
When's the last time you got a limo, Alicia?
My cousin's wedding, and I didn't have to pay for it.
But how do you even know?
She got a rich cousin, bro. She got cousin.
And that was one of them busted limo buses with a stripper pole?
No. This was like a tricked out limo because she's Indian and they like spend a ton of money.
Oh, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Thank you. Okay, Alicia, thanks for the call. Have a good rest. I learned something new about Indian people.
Yeah, they got a lot of money apparently.
252-WCMF, 252-9260. Let's take one more call before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I am not a nice guy. In fact, I'm quite a dick. But even so, please don't hang up on me.
I missed it. Where are they whining? I'm sorry.
Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
So Canandaigua is not near the city. It still has a decent amount of traffic, but the people on the outskirts of Main Street wouldn't be as used to heavy traffic. It's a very picturesque area. It's a large enough suburb as well. So I could see a lot of people wanting to go down there to throw their parties and take pictures. And there's a lot of tight, windy roads because it's kind of hilly right on the outskirts. So right. It kind of fits the bill on all the points.
Here's why you're wrong. Canandaigua is a town where you drive dad's, like, vintage car with your date to the prom.
Oh.
Like, he lets you take it out of the garage. Right. And like, hey, wouldn't I? Don't scratch it. Let me home. Have it done by 10.
Nobody says the limo has to be from Canandaigua.
All right. Okay. All right. Cody, we got you for Canandaigua.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, well, thanks for the call. All right, 252-WCMF. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
Yep.
Thank you.
Let's not do this again. I already see limos out for proms, and I'm dreading what's coming. Actually, everyone without a kid participating in prom dreads what's coming. Ever think about that, parents? Not all of us find this adorable. You hold your neighbors hostage for an entire afternoon. Every year, someone on our street decides to host a pre-prom party and disrupts the whole neighborhood. Cars line the streets and park on lawns and block fire hydrants. If there was a real emergency on our road, someone would die before help to reach them. We all know Blank is a tight, winding road. We do not have the space for a large volume of cars and traffic. Add a limo into it, and we'll have the same problem we had last year. Remember when it got stuck trying to turn around? I do. I ran out of my house to help because everyone was just standing around staring at the poor guy behind the wheel.
What a dick!
I know.
Let's learn from that and go somewhere else to host prom pictures this year. There are plenty of other scenic places to throw your party. Pick a park or someone else's house. Don't do it on Blank Street.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Webster. I'm in Chi-Lai. Tom is in Brighton. Caleb is in Pittsford. Bill had multiple picks taken, so we went with Ogden, even though he was the fifth in.
Yes.
Ogden. Alicia's in Victor. We also learned that Indian people spend a ton of money on weddings,
yes,
which is why the limo she was in was tricked out. Cody's in Canandaigua. I got some bad news for you, buddy.
Whatever.
Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, Webster didn't have prom yet, at least not Schroeder.
Well, yeah, they got two high schools.
Got two colleges? University of Thomas. Doesn't bode well for you, buddy.
But this it could have been from last year.
This could have been from last year.
Anticipating problems this year.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Fairport.
Why?
Tight town.
You look like it's a kind of a town where, you know, people can afford to get a lot of limos and these big parties. Plus, a lot of those subdivision housing off of A-Rault and Whitney. They're very windy roads.
It's not a bad pick.
Well, no, they call Fairport the windingest of all the roads in Rochester. Yeah. They almost called it Windy Roadport, but someone overruled them in the last minute.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's funny.
Thank you. I don't think, Barbara, you understand, and I get this because, again, you're older. These prom parties are not finance exclusive. Like, families find a way to do these massive over-the-top things because they feel like they need to do them for their kids now.
Yeah, but you got to have the nice piece of property to get the photo. You couldn't do it like when you grew up, sitting around with trash toters and busted, rusted out lawnmowers. Who's going to that?
Well, the Fairport works twice now because all that money they saved on those government-subsidized front porches.
I didn't think about the government-subsidized porches.
Man, this is good.
Yeah, all right. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. What? You like his pick?
Don't say anything.
Oh, that's how you know he thinks he's going to win is he's not just quality. He's being.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's protecting that pick.
25DWCMF.
Protect that pick.
Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
I think I'm going to go with Penfield.
Why Penfield?
I don't know. I just have a hunch. I thought of like Panorama Trail and it just, I don't know. I just have a feeling. And I don't think I've ever guessed Penfield before.
Okay.
Maybe once.
So, Alex, most of the time you call in, when you pick a town, you just crap all over the men that live in that town. So what do you have to say about the men of Penfield?
I'm going to keep my comments to myself. I plead the fifth.
Alex, I'm asking a question.
Penfield's where she draws the line.
Rochester wants to know.
I have no comments on the men of Penfield.
Are you currently dating a Penfield man? Is that what's happening?
No.
Have you dated a Penfield man?
I don't think so.
Have you hooked up with a Penfield man?
I don't know. Honestly, man, to be honest, it's possible.
I don't remember.
They're very close together, so it's possible.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks for nothing. We really appreciate the call.
Bye.
There goes Penfield.
She's like, I'm sorry I made this pick.
Well, no. She calls out Spencer Boy. Here's what guys suck. Webster. Yes. Here's what guys suck. Mama Boys. Penfield. I have nothing to say about the men of Penfield. 252WCMF, a man who loves dropping facts, whether they're true or not.
Right.
Armand's on CMF. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
It's West Side. I'm going Gates.
Why Gates?
Because it's limo. Like, who still goes to prom in limo? Nobody.
Isn't that cool anymore?
I haven't seen them in high school kids. All right, Armand, you tell us.
What are they taking?
So they basically, like, what you do now, you get a rental car. Like, whoever the parent is, they get them a rental car, whether it's a Benz, BMW, some type of fancy foreign car. My nephew just went last week, and they rode in, like, some fancy Benz.
All right, where does your nephew live?
City of Rochester. He goes to a charter school.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Armand, can I ask a question? Because you're the only one that's going to be able to answer this question for me.
Go ahead.
I've been seeing kids on Instagram that go to, like, city schools, and they have, like, these giant over-the-top, like, reveals.
Reveal
for, like dresses and tuxedos. Like, they come out of the house, and there's, like, music and dancers and a stage and everything. Okay, is that a kid thing, or is that a black guy thing?
It's definitely a part of the culture.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. My nephew definitely had a walkout.
Okay, so can you describe what a walkout is to Tommy?
A walkout is like a red carpet event. You know how you hop out the limo, you got all the paparazzi there taking pictures. That's basically a walkout for prom, but you're coming out the house or a car maybe.
All right, so you did it right in the front door.
Pictures.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to have to do this. Like, what part?
Yeah,
of
you will. You will.
Well,
you
I don't. Okay.
You well, will. you're a mixed family, so you're halfway.
You're a mixed family. Could you like?
Yeah, you have to come out of the sunroom.
If Armand,
damn Tommy,
thank you.
What? Well, you're a blended culture.
No, if, thank you, Armand. I'm glad you caught that.
What? Was that bad?
Coming out of your mouth, it sounds bad.
Why,
Tommy? I gotta go.
What I said? What? What was bad with
bad,
that,
bro? That was bad, real bad.
Bye, Armand. Thanks that for was the bad. Call. No, look, I'm not saying it. Armand's saying it. I ask a question. I start understanding culture. You come in here like a goddamn cinder block. 252WCMF. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, where are they whining, buddy?
Jerry.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey,
good, man.
Jerry.
So I just kind of dialed in midway through this whole this debate. Now, what exactly was the post? It was about what?
Jerry, listen, Jerry.
Jerry, pick a town.
Give me the 5-second version.
I'm not giving you anything. You have to listen to the post. We cannot repeat it for you. We also cannot tell you what towns are taken. So, Jerry, you are on the spot. Where are they whining? Where are they whining?
Define whining.
Oh, my God. Jerry, pick a town, buddy.
You right now.
Just give me a whining. Oh, I'm not whining. I just want information. So, from what I'm gathering, I'm gonna go one of the Websters.
Wait, Webster? There is one Webster. You pick the town Webster.
One of the.
So
Webster
you want the town? School. You want the town of Webster?
Yes, absolutely.
You've been disqualified, Tommy. Pick Webster already, Jerry. You wasted all your time, all that talking, and you're out, Jerry. You're gone.
I wouldn't say I wasted.
Wasted everyone else's time, Jerry. You suck so hard. You suck so long. You're out of here.
I'm hearing chuckles, so right. It's not a waste of time.
Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy. God.
Jerry's just here for the chuckles.
We would sell so many of those t-shirts in the rock shop. All right, 252 WCMF. We are up against it. We have to go with our winner from last week.
Okay.
From the Ben Hole.
The Ben Zone.
Ben Zone? Ben Spot? I don't know. I like the Ben Hole.
The Ben Hole.
Last week's winner, 252 WCMF. Chris B's got the last word. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go Greece.
Why Greece?
Because it sounds like DiTullio might have wrote that.
We do not say bad words about John DiTullio. He's the nicest man on the planet, buddy.
No, I love him. He's a good guy.
All right, so why are we going Greece?
Just a bunch of high schools, big area. Just feeling Greece.
Okay, great.
Big area.
All right, Chris B., thanks for the call. All right, Chris B. with Greece.
All right.
Here's where we're at.
What we got?
Tommy is in Webster, despite the fact that we got alerts that they have not had their prime yet. I am in Chilly. Tom is in Brighton. Caleb is in Pittsford. Bill is in Ogden. Alicia is in Victor. Cody is out in Canandaigua. Barbara is in Fairport, thanks to the government-subsidized porches. Alex is in Penfield, does not have a bad word to say about Penfield, man, because she has yet to experience one, apparently.
Yeah.
Armand is in Gates and then got super uncomfortable, hung up the phone. Jeremy, not knowing what was going on, picked Webster and then disqualified himself. But he was here for the chuckles.
Yeah.
And last week's winner, Chris B. from the Ben Spot, is going with Greece. Are we ready?
Is it the Ben Spot now?
I don't know. What are we going? Pick
Ben
it. You
zone.
Pick it. You
I
pick
like the Ben Zone. Ben Hole
I think
sounds
Ben Zone.
Funny.
I kind of like Ben, the Ben Hole.
All right. Do we want Ben Zone or Ben Hole?
I like Hole.
All right.
I vote Hole every time.
I vote Zone, so you're the tiebreaker.
Are you Zone or Hole?
Let's let Jerry decide. Jerry, call back. You're going to be the final word on if we're going Ben Zone or Ben Hole.
He's
going
to call big. What am I playing?
While we're waiting for that, let's do this thing, Kimmy.
Rockport!
Oh, sit down.
Greece!
Fairport! Where they whining!
Another week of you guys absolutely crushing the correct answer. And I mean, like, insulting the person. Insulting the person who picked the right town. Because this person has won before. I believe this is their second star. So next week they will go from the Ben Zone, Ben Hole,
Ben Hole,
Ben Spot, whatever you want to call it. Because this week, they whining in Pittsburgh!
Damn it! Caleb is such a dork.
I know.
I hate when dorks win.
He's a top dork.
Top
gold,
dork.
Gold star dork.
All right, so this is Caleb's second win?
Yep, I think so. Yep.
Congratulations, Caleb, on your Pittsford win. That's just too scratch. It doesn't make sense. I don't like it when it makes too much sense. This sucks. So that means next week, I see Caleb calling back. I'm not answering the phone, Caleb. I'm not picking up your call. So don't waste your time.
But now that I think about it, that pick makes sense.
Oh, now it makes sense
that
you got the right answer, stupid.
Because remember I said like nobody would run out and help?
Yeah.
That was that guy's point. He was the only one that ran out and helped. Everybody else stayed in their house.
Man, you probably should have thought about that before you made the pick. Damn. All right, so it looks like Caleb is picking from Ben's hole next weekend.
Out, you literally live on a street you can't turn around on.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. So he's in Ben's hole next week.
Yep. He is picking Ben's hole.
He's stuck in Ben's
hole.
He's
all up at Ben's hole next week.
He's going to be peering out of Ben's hole.
I think we found a winner.
No, because Jerry hasn't called us back yet.
Yeah.
But he's only here for the chuckles.
Yeah.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.